שבס, סוס, ריד, בחוקי, בחוקי סער. שמי צלם, זה כבר הצלתי פיקרון, ובהר המחוקי סער של בי ספרייטק. בי ספרייט קריאוס, יוזו רגעו, אוהבים הם. ותקום יפה, ותקום יפה, ומתקונת את בלהר, בלהר שוט בימים, בחוקי סייר, שוט בירד בפור שבועס, זה לא דבר. אבל גם...
מה,
מגיע? אין לי גרוי, את רק מסוים יום. זה לא דבר. אני לא חושב איך לתתרון מישראל עזרי אינטרדיסטי ושוטר בברכה סקולרס ובשודרים בתוכח, אני לא יכול לתכת ולא הקודמי של כל בברכה סקולרס שוטר בברכה סקולרס שבתור הסקל ואיקרא, זה אקזק פלוגות להגולטורי ונקסט, נקשה בסביל סשם בברכה סקולרס, תגם שבועס ראיות משבס תשבועס ומת אפקט We don't follow exactly this halacha because we read, we have another Shabbos on which we read the Midbar. And the Shabbos prior to Shavuos is not the Shabbos of the Chukei Sai, but the Shabbos of the Midbar. So but apparently the Midbar Shavuos does not mean the Shabbos is very close to Shavuos. But the Shabbos, which is before Shavuos, and 2 weeks or 10 days before Shavuos, is good enough. But basically, Tevea, the determination that the Chukei Sai, Bered, and prior to Shavuos, is made not by the fact Not by the fact that Shavuot, the fact that we do read Bamidbar before Shavuot is not due to the uniqueness of Bamidbar, but to that of Shavuot. וברכה שקורא שבמשנתנו, וברכה שקורא של דבורים, כסובל, קדם ראש השנה, יביא בפרש השנה. Again, it's not, the contact is not too close, it's not contiguous, because we don't read the כסובל בפרש השנה. We read one parasha, another parasha, מצלם בפרש השנה. But again, the important matter as far as the trios of Mishnah are concerned is not the reading of Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, because Magidim do it, I say, Atom Nitzavim and Kuchem, Hashem and Kechem, Hashem and Kechem, Hashem and Kechem, it's not because of that, it would fit beautifully into the frame of reference of Rosh Hashanah, of Nitzavim. But however, the reason is not the beginning of Nitzavim, but the fact that Bruch HaSakunis should be read before Rosh Hashanah. All right, Bruch HaSakunis. So when you think Bruch HaSakunis plus Nitzavim Ma'ira, is as good, the reading is as good as if we have our would have been in agreement with the Braise, as actually we used to read Kisorei on Shabbos of Slichas. It means the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But it's also, it basically is, there are two Torahs in the Torah, two sets of Brachos of Torah. One in Aliko, we are going to read the Shabbos, another one on the English Torah, to serve for Rosh Hashanah. Of course, this is a very tasteless. That is, I raise the question. So why don't we read Bamidbar directly And before Shavuos, he did the Ketesai. And I don't really, before Hashem Kisore, why did he introduce between the Ketesai and Shavuos Bamidbo, and between the Kisore and Rosh Hashanah? Because the Kasha had taste us to it. Maybe this is our. Why? That's all. What is the link between Kisavei and Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah. Mishnetor Rosh Hashanah and Torah's Kelim, the Baruch is going to Torah's Kelim and Shavuos. What is the link? What's the common denominator? Well, if Rambam would appear, the impression we get from Rambam that the Kodesh Ezra contains more than the Chutzah before Shavuos or the Kisavei before Rosh Hashanah. More in that respect, the respect that it's not a specific halacha Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The halacha universal applies to the Shabbosim, to the Shabbatos, we reach before Yom Tov. A Shabbos before Yom Tov has got to reflect the Kedushas HaLeil of Yom Tov, or the Sealing of Yom Tov. Of course, the Mishnah, the Braise, not mentions only two, Rosh Hashanah and the Teich Mishnah Torah, plus and Rosh Hashanah and the Teich and Teras Kelim, yes. But there is more than that according to the Rambam. The Rambam would appear as tzad, don't test me how to intend, they don't put me to demand I should explain to you. The Shabbos from Pesach is tzad, but it's also a part of the Kodesh Ezra. As tzad, be read before Pesach. Or as the Rambam says, the Seder, the Boaz Hanan of Katishabar, Shabbos Nachmur. It again comes under the same takana. As Mishnetayim for Shavuos, Mishnetayim for Rosh Hashanah, and Tereskelim for Shavuos, I mean, it's far the Tefer for Zohar, the Shabbos before Pesach is Sar, and the Shabbos before Tishabar, you know, before Tishabar. After Tishabar, there is no schar. You could have really interesting about our talk with the Rambam. She'ekerim the Mishnah Torah, the Baruch HaSapoyim. She'ekerim the Mishnah Torah, Kedem Rosh Hashanah. The Baruch HaSapoyim, she'ekerim the Mishnah Torah, Kedem, 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 Shavuos. But in Bamilu Gatosh, she'ekerim the Mishnah Torah, Kedem, 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 we wish for a Pesach, and the other thing he writes is he wish for a Pesach, he could have said about that Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos also happened. And the killing of the Rosh Hashanah after Kislev. So in the Rambam, the Rambam combines the iron minhag of Tzav before Pesach, and the Rosh Hashanah after Kislev combines with the Kodes Ezra. It's a Kodesh Ezra that killing that you must read the Teich in the Mikra, which was Shavuos, and the Teich in Dvorim, in Mishnah Torah, before Rosh Hashanah. Do you read it? Read it. Ezra Tikin Lehem Yisrael,
Shehiyu Korim Kolov, Shevasein Bavayikro, Kolim Atzeres,
What do you mean? Just directly on the Shabbos, proceeding the Rosh Hashanah on the Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, there was a hustle, there was an intermission.
Oh,
He will be more in ceremony and mitzvah. Then he says the minute in Pesach, Tzav Pesach, and Shalan after Tishvah. What is it new? What is it a Polish husband? Why was Ezra interested to introduce a Tapole that to rescue him before before Tishvah or before Rosh Hashanah? The reason is that the Shabbos Chayes, the Tehillah Satira, the Parshas, should be arranged in such a sequence in order that the Parsha which precedes, the Parsha or two Parshas which precede Yom Tov, should already reflect, so to say, the Kedushas again for Yom Tov, the feeling of Yom Tov. That has to extend to where it happens. What is the common denominator between Tzav and Pesach? There's not a single word mentioned in Tzav about the Sias Mitzrayim. In my opinion, if Tzav and Pesach are willing to explain only the entire minyan, but what is Pesach, I believe I heard, was rather simple, because Tzav is the portion of the Torah which deals with Agolas Kirin, Agolas Kirin, Kashan Kirin, very simple. And it's a very important part of a Jew's activities for Erev Pesach. And as a matter of fact, I can go further and prove that I will do it now, and prove that Agolas, in regard to Kotchin, in regard to Pesach, not other issues, there's something in common. But anyway, this is already a reflection of the Kedusha Sayyid. When we deal with a Borash Kedusha, we read the Shtifa. We know what we should have done away. So we read the Shtifa. Of course, I don't have to explain why Nachmu you see that before, but the Rambam, why did the Rambam say, was Chana Nachatishlo, why didn't he say Dvorim to him today? You know, what is the answer? Why didn't he say, the Pash Rishon of the Mishnah to our Kedem Tishlo? What did he say? Was Chana Nachatishlo. Tzad Mishnah Pesach is excellent, this one. The Torah is with the Absalom of Beres is all right. This year is different. There the Rambam says with me. And it comes to Rosh Chana, he could have said he had a choice. There are two alternatives. I mean, in problem, there are two alternatives when the Rambam, there was no need for the Rambam to change for the same to vary to the official one. No, there's no doubt. So Tishma we should mention. So Dvorim was Chana and Acha Tishma. Why is it? Bezatei Chavu Chom, and that you shouldn't do. Abdullah Kirlan Yosef Lein Abdullah Kirlan Yosef. You bring good tidings, and you tell the people, and tell the people about it before we celebrate the Yom Tov. Chodesh Pesach. When we celebrate Pesach, Pesach and the Seder, the night of the 50th night, the evening of Nisan, we tell the story, but I can't contain myself, cannot contain myself. I cannot discipline myself, and as one is excited, and has a happy news to communicate to people who rejoice with him, and share in the happiness in the shelter. So he has got to announce it the Shabbos before. This is a sign of Simchas Yom Tov. And apparently all those passages which are read prior to Yom Tov, Shavuos, Atzeres, etc., prior to Yom Tov, where there is passion, there is something unique. And whichever city, very important, meaning for as far as the Yom-Tov is concerned. So we have got to tell the people the secret. By reading Tzad and telling the people the secret of Mandela, this is important, it is an integral part of the Tateres Meshe, as we carry it around the Bismani, the Mirage. Bismani nowadays means, also on the Shabbos prior. The Shabbos prior are the first, the theme of Shabbos, I explained it in the beginning of the season, the theme of Shabbos is actually, for instance, I take Tzad, the theme of Shabbos, and that Shabbos is Tzad. But there is also a theme, of Yom Tov. What is the theme of Yom Tov? Because there is a problem of Chometz, which has got to get out before Pesach. Is already, so the transition from Tzad to Pesach. It basically is, whether it's Takone, the two final Takone is that two Takone should anticipate, we shall anticipate. The Yom Tov, and proclaim the Yom Tov by reading something which is related to the theme of Yom Tov. If it's called Rechot Bizmane, not only on Yom Tov, you read Bizmane. You read about, not only on Yom Tov, you read the story of the event which is responsible for the fact that the Torah has introduced Yom Tov. But on Shabbos already, you allude to it. It's not elaborate, I don't mention the name, but there is an allusion from Tzav to and it's after the person. Now I push it up. You read the word, the Shabbos Chazon, correct? You read the word on Shabbos Chazon, so what is the word supposed to propose? There is no anticipation as far as Chum is concerned. This is the director of the U.S. and the Magdalene. It is not because you read the Dvarim, or you read the Dvarim before, because in Dvarim, that story is told in Dvarim, the Rabbi. The story is told in the Rabbi, which is responsible for Tishvot. And he's called the Rabbi. The response of Tishvot is Dvarim, you read Merah, that's why you read Dvarim before Tishvot. No, you can't say it. Because I'm doing it for the Yosef and Agdenia. The reason for Dvarim, for reading Dvarim before Tishvot is not that before the ante Tishvot, the reason, but reading Dvarim, reading the one where Eschanan is important. Where Eschanan is important, but after Tisha B'Av, at first, so we are supposed to engage in Dibur Nechonei, in words of comfort and solace, and to be menachem the Knesset Yisrael. And the Nechai of Nadah, because it's a Chizhe Baruch. Abdumi Karim Yisrael and Agdamir. So you cannot say Dvorim is the important factor in this regard. Dvorim is not important because that then would be anticipation. Anticipation is not necessary. Abdumi Karim Yisrael and Agdamir. If Tisha befalls and Shabbos, and Shabbos who read it, who observe Tisha B'Av, not on Thursday, not on Sunday, because I've been to Russia in a minute. Therefore, he could not have explained the Kriya of Dvorim before of Tisha B'Av, because this is not true. You read Dvorim before Tisha B'Av because you want to read after Tisha B'Av. What other Ram is different?
That's all right, this is fine.
Now let's go back to Torah scaling and reach the Torah as far as far as what is the difference? Why are we supposed actually to Torah scaling the brachas and Torah scaling the scaling for Tishma and brachas and Torah before Shmos? Before Shmos and brachas and Torah before Hashanah. But before Shmos you read the brachas and Torah scaling, before Hashanah you read the brachas and Torah Mishnah. Right. Simple. Shmos is Ma'amatam Torah Sayyid. Shmos is Ma'amatam Torah Sayyid. And Zman Matan Torah Seinu, what is Mishnas HaTorah, what is, how can you, Mishnas HaTorah, how can you use, so what did the Yisrael do? Kishas, so what is Kishas Boiz? What is Kishas Boiz? The Shmir. Mish Darim Ibn Asinah. And where do you have Shvuah? You can do Shachet, you have Shvuah, you take a Yom HaShvuah, right? What? You know, because he wanted to curse this one. Oru is a technical term for sure. Oru is a total. Oru is a shayaset, a dvorem oru is a shul. And this is the whole techeche. The techeche, which is a very, very sassel that this mishpata yira. To the yira, to the sodra, to the machin mishateche. This is a shul. Some of Hasidus HaRabbeim that they used to say it's a special mitzvah to study Masechet Shmos between Pesach and Shmos for the 9 days, this is the time, the length of time which lies between between Pesach and Yeshua. And of course, I mean, he starts with such interpretations. So he's already Shiva Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos may not, may is not believes not what she is. Anyway, probably this there's no doubt about it. The Takonas Ezra, the Shuas, the Tevacha of Aniko should be read between Pesach and Shuas, closer to Shuas than to Pesach, the Shabbos before, is because the essence is of Matu Tevacha, is Shuas, Rishma as a Tevacha. There's a noise spoken by the Jews in the sea, in the Mount Sinai, and the oath was taken by every individual, which was observant as far as a soul is concerned, and they comply with the racists. So this is the Acholik HaShuiz, which Ezra demanded be expressed to them like Shabbos before. In the Pesach it is sad, what kind of Achone is it? Adore, what kind of Adore? It's a Kabole, so what is it? If you take the Adore, which is formulated in right here in South. So what does the institution of Adore mean? That one should not use the same term, Chomets for Pesach. Why shouldn't I use Chomets for Pesach? Ah, because it is a Chomets. It is by reading that, and that's why we pass on the term, we don't know how to get rid of the Bria, correct? It is by doing that, it is Kabbalah's Amitzvah, Lachiris Matzah, and in particular, a Kabbalah for Chomets. Chomets is a Chomets. This is Pesach. But Shuos as a Matan Torah, Shuos the Yom Tov Matan Torah, so I mean the general Kabbalah, not only the data that was given, not that was given, because Kabbalah was completely wrong. But a general Kabbalah is Kabbalah, so Mitzvahs. Like a Gersh, but it's Gara, Kabbalah, so Mitzvahs. The Yom Tov Matan Torah is Mitzvahs. The Baruch Hashem Torah is the best. We have not a better expression of Kabbalah, so Mitzvahs. Then by reading the Tzibu Brocha Sokolah, the best Kabbalah is a mitzvah. In the world, we will read before Shavuos, we will read Brocha Sokolah should be Shabbat last name, because by Ezra Sefer wanted us to experience the Mamad Har Sinai. Prior to Shavuos, even prior to Shavuos, and how do you experience, how do you manifest, do you manifest this experience, how? By Kabbalah's Brachos Sokolos. This is exactly what Ezra wanted. When you will read Brachos Sokolos, when the Tabel de Brocha, Rachmana Yisrael, the Kulore of the world, please, we are ready for Kabbalah's Atere, the same manner as the Jews, as our ancestors, we are ready. 7 years ago. Where did they go? What did they do? Masri Nishma. But this is not the Shur. Masri Nishma. The Shosh of Dima is all Masri Nishma. But the Shur. Masri Nishma. The Lord sees our ancestors, I mean, have accepted the Torah of the Shur. We also do accept the Torah of the Shur. But what is the text of the Shur? A text. What is the principle? I was a little bit. Applies to only to the seven Aguilera, to the Brocha, the Chloe, the Chloe of Agresion and Arena was formulated, there is Shmuel, the Holy Aziz, the Holy Aziz, Nishis, the Holy Aziz, 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 the Holy Azi You have the equivalent of Shmuel Ohel in Greece. It means Shmuel. So the Rambam says, no, it's not only the Ohel was not imposed only at the end of Rabbeinu Shmuel, but at the very beginning of Matan Torah. But that's right. There is an Ohel of Shmuel. If this Shmuel is to happen in order, if this Shmuel is introduced, should be read every year prior to Chodesh, to Chodesh. This is, listen, what is Brachos requires, should the Mishnah Torah is before Rosh Hashanah? Before Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? It means that the Brachos and the Chodesh should be said before, for the end of the year. Why the end of the year? By the end of the year. No. The Gemara is different. Gemara says Tichel Shemen. The Kerasera means that when you come before the Rabbeinu Shlom, Yom Kippur, when you appear before him, Yom Kippur, you have to be able to tell him, that you have fulfilled. You fulfill the mitzvahs, and maybe hence, so the brachos occurs, and I desire, if you fulfill the mitzvahs, we try as best as possible, we try to, we accepted the brachos occurs, we believe this is Tichel Shemen Kereso. Tichel Shemen Kereso means for the Shmur, that the Shmur was carried out, exactly the way we wanted us to do. But this is not. What is? Because there was another Matan Torah, the second verse. The second book is the Matan Torah, and the second book is again required Shmuel. Which Shmuel is it? Which Shmuel was it? This is the Shmuel in Kesavik, in Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah is a Shmuel, which actually, is not which the Bnei Yisrael or Misha on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael or the Bnei Yisrael took upon themselves. We were there. And Kippur is the day when the second Lucas was given. So the same Tefache, the same Kabbalah Sashue, Oelo, we take upon ourselves and the Shabbat and Shmuel is necessary to be repeated, and there should be a Kabbalah Shmuel once more. And this is the Shmuel in Mishnah Torah. This is Shmuel in Mishnah Torah. It's not Rosh Hashanah here, it is Yom Kippur. It's not Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur. And I'm not afraid, the Rambam says, the whole similarity of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is due to the fact that Moshe brought the second Luchas from turning over to the Torah. Are you in
Pregnisor?
Huh? Are you in Pregnisor? This is an explanation.
Save
time. So the Gemara says, maybe you have to put in another says. No, what is the Chilo? You can tell what it is. The Gemara, I know that it's sleeping in mind. The Gemara says, when you die in Thomas, the Gemara speaks about Yom Tov, you say, the Gemara of Marcelino from Davis, was in Kippur Hamashas and Shua, Hamashas and Baal. The Gemara says, this one you have to put in. You have to rejoice. The Gemara should say, you should be in sleep in the Chilo, not the Gemara of Davis. Das ist nicht der Torah, ich sage. Δεν μου λέει να σου σου
πει. Σε είχαμε
τότε, γιατί. Σε είχαμε τότε, γιατί. Άντε σου, πάει εγώ. Μάτι λάπτο σου σου πάει. Δεν μου λέει να σου πει. Δεν είναι αυτό. I want to be in a stimulator and a memory with it. Since I remember it too well, so apparently that there's something strange about it. So exactly. Now it has two reasons for that. The one reason is that it's a mislead to it. And the second reason is that it's a little sacrilegious to this one. There is no matter. And particularly, particularly if we interpret the way the Sahaja did as there was something new, something unique about the Matantarayan people, which actually the Matantara Ashuras did not contain, did not possess, namely, Tereshmapet. And Shavuos, before Shavuos Aluchas, so the Aluchas said both, Tereshmapsan and Tereshmapet. All the Dilatir of the Aluchas, which Mishnayos contained, everything that was written down and committed to writing. There was only a Torah Shabbat. The spirit in the Torah, between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat, came and in Kippa the Shvira Shalukas. The Shvira Shalukas Rosh Aksav Tereach Bariyah. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aksav of the Lukas began to rise and disappear. So the Lukas did not contain, the Lukas contained only a Shvira Shalukas. This is Torah Shabbat Shabbat. That Yishai Shiron, so he brought, he said of it. Without Teresh Matad, without Teresh Matad, without Teresh, which we thought means that Teresh Matad disappeared, only Teresh Matad remained. So that's the Moshe Rabbeinu, which he said of the Ruchas. And then Rabbeinu said to him, Tzorach HaShnei Ruchas Aronim, you say yes, but Asher Shibarata means even though you broke the Luchas HaRishonis because the Luchas HaRishonis did not contain Teresh Matre, he appeared very naive to have to do this in the Luchas. He appeared very naive to have to do this in the Luchas when he says a positive to see someone, no more person? So say it. So he had well already for that he brings him up when he saw it. Just as I guess it. One of the reason when he has to brings him his soul, all the alteros about it, no matter how he had well already for that he brings him up when he saw it. In other words, then what the Christ is bringing to the Torah speaks of Christ's wish, which are the Christ's wish, already after Moshe, the Christ's wish took place in the Shvira Shalukas. It was a special Christ's wish on Torah Shabbat. And this special Christ's wish on Torah Shabbat was formulated in Kisaleh. In Kisaleh. And to serve the Christ's grace is not related to Torah Shemitzah, but related to Torah Shemitzah. Then the Torah became, the Bidish Satorah was split into two. Bidish Satorah of Shemitzah άνοσε το θέλω να ερνάω, την κυρίζω ατέρα την παρτέ, την εμπίδες. Δεν κυρίζω ατέρα. And this happened the second, time the nation went up, not the second time, the third time, the nation went up for the Lord, for the leaders, but for the leaders. Hence is the keeper of the Yenka Belosfer, Tera Shabbe. And she is the Yenka Belosfer of the Tera Shabbe Psa. We think today, maybe, because Kalpi Adwar Mayer, Kerati Brutsim of Minnesota, this is Tera Shabbe, Kalpi Adwar Mayer. Τον αγαπηγήκανε, δεν μάλλον γίνεται. Γνωρίζω σε βοήθεια της Ισραήλ, αλλά και ο Σωματός να θέλω να μην να την βρίσκει να φύγει η Ισραήλ, δεν βρίσκει να μην εκεί πάνω.
Δημήλεται, where the Kabbalah is where, that's exactly what Ezra has introduced. We should read about the Kabbalah is where, before Theos, before Shuez. The Shuez is Theos, and the Shebalpe, it means the sense where, but I say Theos, but then it means He means the Shuez is Theos of Exa. Because all the halachas from the Torah and Shuez, the purpose was the Moshe should go down Har Sinai and write and commit all the halachas to writing. And there will be other Theos of Exa which would include, which would include. Had this purpose been achieved? Will include it, what? The Torah Shema Tov should be. The Shema Tov Mishnah, the Shema Tov Mishnah. Torah Shema Tov. Because both of them would have given Moshe Bixar, not only Bixar, not only the Chamish Chamish Torah. But the Torah Shema Tov, the Lofas, to the Ramcha with it. Torah Shema Tov is the Perusha. Really, it's not the Lofas, the Torah, not the Mitzvah. The Shema Tov is it. So, but Shema Tov is the Lofas changed it. Shmiras HaLuchas actually changed it, and the Torah Shema HaPeh was turned over to him. The Torah Shema HaPeh was turned over to him. The Torah Shema HaPeh, to Moshe, not written in the Torah. And the Torah Shema HaPeh was given to him. And the Torah wants you to understand the world. The role of nature as far as Torah Shema HaPeh is concerned. And the role of Moshe, as far as Torah Shema HaPeh is concerned, are different roles, completely different roles. You can't identify them with each other. There is no equation at all. And Torah Shema HaPeh, Moshe's role was just a mechanical shluch, a technical shluch. Better than a shluch HaLoche, in the Dushin, a shluch HaKabbalah, a technical shluch. And it's both who took this. The Torah Shema Tzav, he gave it to Moshe, was intended in that this Torah should be written down, and you write down the Torah and give it to the tribes, to whatever, tribe Shoti. All Moshe had to do is to commit to work, I mean, not really, but to work what as a scribe. Are safe from the Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Yom Yom Hanovi, the Bar Ben Aniya writes, he says in Yom Yom, Vani, Mekiv Yitro Alay, Es Adver Mele, Vani Kisef Ala Seif Abinyei. That is Bar Ben Aniya, the word was it, is Yom Yom is the word. All verbal read, greedy, redundant in a way. The Yom Yor used to dictate it and write to him, and he wrote it down. This is the role of Moshe and Torah Shema Tzav. Akadosh Baruch Hu dictated the text, and he wrote down the text. Therefore, there's only a shliach HaLoche, nothing else. Nothing else. This is pertaining correct, pertaining to what? To Torah Shema Tzav. But the Torah Shema HaPeh is as long as Moshe, before the shatter, the breaking of the Luchas, is Moshe's role was of a technical Shuach HaPeh Eloche. Shuach HaPeh Eloche is the real of the Kedushin.
של אלישי, כדי שהכסף הזה קדוש לו. ואז אז מה תגיד אז? אז אין דוד להשליח לזכר, אין צפה. However, with this, the change will appear on Yom Kippur. The repairs of the Ksar, the part of the repairs of the Ksar, became a repairs of the exclusive personality from the Torah Shabbatah is a power. By changing this to the Torah, so his nation is established, Moshe's personality has enhanced, up to what degree? To a very high level, namely, don't ask me what is Torah Shabbat praise, you should ask me, I'll tell you, Torah Shabbat praise Moshe, the personality of Moshe. As Ezra Yisidor says very well, if there is Torah Shabbat praise, so what is the craft of this Torah Shabbat praise? You don't need writing, yes, correct, you don't need any writing. But on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu became established, became sanctified with the Torah Shabbat Barpe, which is, instead of being engraved upon stone, it was written down upon living tissues of Moshe's memory and Moshe's personality. His nation is Scottish. That's why at the carnery, Moshe's face radiated carnery. So for the radiation, it's the reflection of the carnery in which Shimei had. That's actually the reflection of the carnery, because Moshe spoke to God Kalimah Kalim. So his face reflected the power of the light which the Shin emanated. But this was only after the second Lucas, when he came back into Sisa, then that he developed the power of the that suddenly Moshe's face began to radiate and reflect light. Because prior to that, Moshe was just a Shliach. He is not a Shliach. This is Yom Kippur. And before Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, you have to read what this is the conversation. Torah is a place on the second Matan Torah. Actually, the verse was on the second Matan Torah, the verse is a place which I associated with Torah Shabbat Torah, with Yom Kippur. This is the brothers of Torah. That's why Ezra introduced that the brothers of Torah is be read before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Torah be read before Yom Kippur, and the brothers of Torah is of Shulos, and Torah's Kenyan be read before Shulos. Yeah. Well, this is number one. Number two. Well, what is strange tomorrow? Tomorrow is this. I will soon do it. Tomorrow says there are certain chumras, certain halachas, השיח מהלך השם, וזה עזרת כדור שקורש, ושמעט סטאפ ומירו, שמעט סטריט ומיר האף על ידרח השקורש, כאילן פרסי, ועוד אוסף על האף, אני לא יודע האף, כדי, שאני לא יודע פרסי, ויגיד את אילן פרסי. זה לא נפסי, זה לא צריך למה עושה. אין מחסיק עם דבר עושה לא עושה.
שזה לא זוכחתי.
טוב, במה עושה אז, הלו מורה, הלו מורה, דבר חושבו לא של את ההסכרי, שמאס נצטוית, אין דבר דבר דתו. אבל ברוך חושבו לא, שבמי שתאו, מי שתאו, כן בי דבר דתו, ולמי כל הפ, Five persons are meant to be there, and we meet all of them parts of the brothers of those. Do you know my tongue? What is my tongue? What is your mother answer? Do you know my answer? I'm more the brothers of those who are still. She knows that if you are zero or more, or more. And the brothers of those who are still, she knows that if you are zero or more, שמי שתהיה הכי, שמי שאומר מפלעצמי, יותר מתעסקי להסבור את זה כבר. לא הזמין משם מפלעצמי. כבר אתה שים לא של התאר את מי שדדמת לפן הפרש בו. ראו הפוסק זה, לפוסק מי שמפלעת יש בו, את זה רמבה מזמי, תאיפה. שלא ללמוד מי שמפלעצמי. And the measurement of that measure, the writing of the prayer of things in which Akhenz Baruch did not dictate to him, the stasis says, stasis in the view says, Baruch Atid, it says Baruch Atid, it says Baruch Atid, it is in the prayer of Akhenz Baruch. What stimulated the Gemara to say so? What did that actually provoke the Gemara? Because the Mishra simply the grammatical form in which the Brachas HaKodesh and the Teres Kodim was written down differs from the grammatical form in which the Mishra to the Brachas and the Mishra Teres was written, was used. And if you remember the Mishra
Teres,
yeah, with regard to Brachas HaKodesh, the Mishra Teres, It is Rus Kuchtarun. This is Yadcha Marisha. Yadcha. This one. In Vichya, Opa Napa Kulash. Abhi Rukhla. Do?
Yes, I don't know. It's Shara Chatsa Sasha.
Kuchinu, Kuchinu. Continue. Continue any, but only you read any possible. Any possible. The same form. It means, it is nature speaks.
Fine.
Shabbat is both addresses himself to Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses himself to Israel directly.
Barachti Imochem Chamaskeri.
Continue.
When you say Yisrael, Abba, Poishabah HaKadoshkechem, Yishmakis Benesechem, Yichlakis Hamonekem.
So who says Ami? Who says you are happy? You are Ami? So it is what is it? It is, let us say that it's a Shure. It's also a It's also a main Akrisha's Bris, in addition to Shuris, it is a contract. It's actually Shtaris Chayes, which was entered into by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Israel. So now, it always, there is a Mishkai, always, like, you're about to store it, there's two people. The one party is the Mishkai, the other party is the one party is the Mishkai, the other party is the one which accepts this virus. Yes. So there is a conversation between human and בין הקדוש ברוך הוא אני אין ישראל. ואת רזמיישס ראו, ואת רזמיישס ראו, ואת הקדוש איך בחוטי זה איך. ואיכת. די מי זה טקסט. אתה גורא עשוי. אני אוהב את זה. והלכתי לכם חמאסתי, והשיבו לכם מתו לכם, והלכתי יפנים לכם בקרי, והשמי שאני אשרס, ויש לכם אזור בגויים, והרקייסי אחריכם חורב. והשיבו לכם מתו לכם, ובזה כיסי שלנו הלכתי עם בקרי, הלכתי עם מוכן חמאסתי, וישרתי אשרם, ואני אשר לחזר, שאין ריס בגין הקדש בוחו, כאן יוכל לגוף רישו, איך? קוד קוד רישו. ואת הזמן שסרו?
מי ברבור את הזמן שסרו, קודד שמחס, אני סמרוס, בפני שבנו, ואת את הדלום ונשלם.
אמרו לו.
אמרו לו.
שלא.
He was, of course, a part of the under before his car, but I think he said, I am part of the Knesset Israel.
Therefore, may she have to be involved in the Kabbalah story like a plain Jew?
The fact that he was, may she have been, did not relieve him, I mean, of the need to be a part of the Nishborim, of the Nushborim. Nushborim is not seen, and may she also was a Nushborim, not seen. There was no distinction, there was no clearance before the damnation. The Apostle Yoko says, V'arachti mochem v'chamas peri, who is the queen, who included in mochem? Meshur ben included in mochem. This was in Parshas, the Parshas of the teacher. This is the Yoko says, Shemeshim pi agvura amom. But Meshur said, Dadam, that the Christmas breeze took place cleanly, the Christmas breeze included Akadosh Baruch Hu Tavayochol on one hand, on one side, and the whole Klal Yisrael, including the Meshi, on the other side. But Meshi had, he simply told the people what Akadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. But however, Meshi did not take himself out of the crowd, of the community. Which acted in the role of Mishba. You know, in Shavuos you have to, sometimes I take a Shavuos an oath, and sometimes I force somebody else to take an oath. Mishba and Piyachim. Meshi was a Mishba and Piyachim. This is Meshi and Piyachim, I'm wrong. And he was one of the trials. No. That is totally into solid. That who is speaking in good reason? Who is speaking in good reason? Moshe. Moshe is speaking in good reason. Yaakov Hashem, Vid Hashem, Elgir Hashem, Sedas Hashem. He sees as a person. Moshe tells the Israel, not here. Means Meshi is a Mashbua, not a Mushba. Here in Dvorin is Meshi, in Vayikro is Meshi a Mushba, not a Mashbua. While in Dvorin is Meshi not a Mushba, but as a Mashbua, he's simply Yaakov Hashem. Here was a Christmas breeze between room and room, between Israel, number one, and who, and Meshi was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meshi was on the side of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meshi was on the side of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. divine rising a yikra is meisha mushba. And in dwelling is meisha mashbia as well. Meisha mashbia, because in Bar Mitzvah, in the Likmoid, in Brachos HaKodesh, is referring to whom? To Tero Shebeksav. And Tero Shebeksav is meisha not involved. Who means he's a maker, I just turned over the Kerosh Beksav. And in the Brachos HaKodesh of Hayikro, his Mesha's role was that of a Mishba. Of a Mishba together with Am Yisrael, with the 600,000 people who were at the Mount Sinai. A Mishba. He was actually, there was no difference in Mesha. There was some shoemaker in the crowd. They were all of them were almost blind. This is an ego. But when you come to Mishra Torah, and the Shmur that Ati Adwar Melech Rati Brusimach with Yisrael, his Mishra's role is not that just a Fashliach. Mishra's role exceeds the task to Mishra Shiras. He is the Rabbi for Yisrael. And called Rora Venice. But I mean about the same relation of them. Here is already a miracle. It's more of a mission not only a mushba, but it is a mashbia as well, namely, that it is a betrayal of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Any threat, any sin is a miracle of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is betrayal of nation. Nation is a part of Kabbalah Satere and Messina Satere, because without nation there is no Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Torah Shmitzav could have been delivered to someone else. Someone else, not our nation. Torah Shmitzav could have been delivered to accepted the mission that would be not Torah Shmitzav. Torah Shmitzav was exclusively a privilege which was restored to the nation. To call him a panel. He actually reflected the beauty and the greatness of Torah Shmitzav. That's why after this war, that's where the Sina in Eretz Melech, the question was not only the Amir Bad Hashem, but the Ramesh Avdi as well. In Torah Shel Tzav is only the Amir Bad Hashem, but in Torah Shel Tzav is the Amir Bad Hashem and the Ramesh Avdi. That's why the grammatical form for the creation of the Tzav differs. In Vayikra, in the parashah of the Torah, we read in Yisus and Vishabes, it is God, it is both of us, and we have the Torah. The rest, in Tiri Vayikra, is good for what? Is good for it. Good for it. In the Yatech, which we read and it's selling, we have to go for not good for it, because not only have to go for it, Mishas are good for it. Mishas, speaks about it, but Mason's together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one group from Yahu. And the Kishishi, correct? And the rest is Mason again. In turning into a standing, there was one Mashbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their side almost born, Mason and Mishba. In the Torah, in the survey, there were two Mashbiyim, Moshe Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one Mishba, this is the Klal Yisrael. The Moshe Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the way, Moshe Abdul was involved in the Chisas Bris, not as a Mishba, but as a Mashbiyah. That's what the Gemara says, as the Tochacho in Vayikra is different than the Tochacho in the world. Moshe in Piatsi Alam, Moshe was involved in the same breeze in which when the Yisrael said, are the problems given a Torah following the Tochacho,
כיבוש התורה, באמת המרכבים הסדירו התורה כפירוש של שומרי שבת. מה דברי התורה הג'סטה? כפירוש של שומרי שבת. תאמינו בה בשומר מי שעבדת. בדבר תורה שמעתם, רס, אתם ומונס, אתם אבסולוט פייס במי שרבן. מבחס לשאול אם יש לא אבסולוט פייס במי שרבן, דה אז לא תאה אותו. ולתאה זה תנסיס אבטאה שמעותה, וזה לא אבטאה שבקסר. ולתאה אתם מג'ן תאה שמעותה, ובדעת בין תאה שמעותה, תאה אתם מג'ן תאה שמעותה, אם דה אף תאה אבסולוט פייס, מה אתם לא יעתם לשבוך, ובאת מי שרבן אז הוא לא יזמיסי. So when we said, when the Yisroel answered, Amen, you have to say the answer, don't mean the Baruch is a place. So it meant, Amen, Amen, Badishem, the Amen, Amen, Badishem, in the nation of them. This was in glory. This was as far as the Fishers Bruce of Rome is concerned. The Fishers Bruce of the Yitro, when the people answered, Amen, Resolved as a measure of nothing wrong. Measure on the contrary. Measure together with them, said the Solomon here. That's the remorse of the Chalek, the remorse distinguishes between Baruch of the Parish and Mishnah Torah, and Baruch of the Parish should be in Torah spirit. And interesting. So the question is, so the question arises, they say, why are the Baruch of the Parish in Sefer Mishneh Torah, not as chomer, not as strict and severe, and frighteningly severe and strict, as the Baruch Hashem Kodesh in Mishneh Torah, and the Baruch Hashem Kodesh in the Yippur. But I have to explain that Meshem Piyachna Amor, Meshem Piyagur Amor. Meshem Piyagur Amor, Meshem Piyagur Amor, means Meshem Shem was not evolved. The Muna which was required of them, they received to give a declaration of faith. The declaration of faith was limited to whom? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Meshem. No, Meshem, Meshem was limited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I was self, Barak's mayor, when they say Amen, when they accept it, then Nasa and Mishma, then they deal with a different case of grief. Not only Amunah Barshem is necessary, but the Muna B'nai Shavdim, I mean B'Hashem B'nai Shavdim. The Muna B'nai Shavdim was also, was indispensable. Yeah. So why? So therefore, the story of Mishnah in the Mishnah Torah
But it must be
looked at the nation. That's the question you asked, so that's the answer. What is the answer? Yeah? Yeah. Do you understand my question? So who actually read or saw, read the Tehach of the Mishnah, the Tehach story, who read it? Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who read the Tehach of the Tehach of the Mishnah Torah? Moshe. It's about clear, I mean. יותר אחר, יותר אסטורי, ולאף כאן הוא יוכל הקדוש בו. זה סורש. אני לא ממש יותר אסטורי, הלכתי לך מחמש כאן, לא הקדוש בו. אין לי מישהו תראה לו עוד מישהו. היה כבר לשם. ותמיז, דבר קריאה, עוד ידיע שובת, שובת כל הכתובים. בגלל זה פיורית, זה ברור של פלורס. תראית שהקדוש ברוך הוא לא תדפיק את מה הוציאה, הוא זה שהזכיר, אני רוקסי, דבר מריד, יריד לי, בטוב אחר, אם בחוקי שר, מריד, איך שהוא, איזה רפרזנצים, הקדוש ברוך. אז הוא אומר לו, כדי שבאת, אני אדרשת מסייף, תדעי, בדברך הסוכלן של משנה תורה, שהקודם זו, שאני אזדקר, אזדקר, אדקר אל הרי פרזנציה, הקודם שבאת, שאני כנעת אינטרט, הקודם שבאת, בי קורא עם סלמון אלס, ההלדו האינטרט, תקרא כל הפרמון פרסט, נרדית עם הפר לתכר, נדעי כל הסלמון פרסט, נרדית עם הפר לתכר, Well, I divided it between two people. I'm fighting on it. If that cannot be done to Tiraskeni, because Tiraskeni HaKosbohu was the leader. In Mishne Tere, who was the leader of Mishne Tere?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu can interrupt. You can interrupt him, and then kill some of Moshe stuff here. You have to call somebody else. Because HaKosbohu says so, I'm not joking, I'm serious. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so. He is the Gufrishin who is Dakira. What does it mean to call somebody else? Because I interrupt him and tell him it's enough as far as he's concerned. You are concerned? Let me call someone else. This is forbidden. But Mishne Tere, Mishne was the Vila, the Mishne Tere. So Mishne, I can interrupt. But I couldn't interrupt it. The Kira, I cannot interrupt the Kira, or the Tezacher, in the Nikro, because I couldn't go for what's the river.
That the Lord used Hashem in the Alchemist?
No, I don't know. And this is exactly, Moshe would be actually, I know, Moshe was the leader of, Moshe is about three, can interrupt it. But to ask him, Moshe would be a Gruham, who was the leader? הקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא לא תיקן בו. וכאן תלת ברייקה, ושבתי לברוך את הקורס, הוא איזה שבס וחוקי סייק, והוא רפרזנט, הוא רפרזנט על שבס, פרשו בחוקי סנק שבס, והוא רפרזנט הקדוש ברוך הוא דבר קליר. שהוא שליח אותי, רב שוב, הדבר קליר שליח אותי. שהוא רפרזנט הקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא כנת שוב, זדיקי, אם הקדוש ברוך הוא דבר תראה, דבר תראה. ואתה רואה הרי פרש דברים, אני יודע את פרש דברים, מי יוצא שם? הוא יביא דבר תראה, ושמישהו ושמישהו, כי אתה תמיד תרפתי, אתה קשה לבין, אתה תמיד תרפתי. אתה קדוש ברוך הוא גנת בין תרפתי. This is what's basically two different תרחס, one תרחס, 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 ועוד התרח של תרח של עכשיו. ותרח של הרפא, זה מישה ג'וינס הקודש ברוך. ותרח של עכשיו, מישה ג'וינס זה קרא, זה דקומיר אותי. וזה שם מושבר, as if it's been, as like any other person who was present at Mount Sinai, בשעס קבלסו. Very interesting is that the Torah says, אלה הדברים אשר דיבר מישה, בצורת הלוף, רגע אין דבר כל ישראל, אם בחופי שר, מה אתם בחופי שר? אם אפשר לתת את הלוואה.
אשר
ציבו השם לפני השם קנאבס. זה היה הדברים מפנטים.
אשר קנאבס.
אשר ציבו השמי ש... עד השם אומר מיכה שזה בני ישראל. בארץ נאות, מיישה. מיישה, עד שמי שזה גלוש. אשר ציבו עד השם השמי ש... מיכה שזה בני ישראל. God's word is nation to be sold out of this nation. ורב הבריס השפוע שדה הקדוש ברוך הוא איתם לחיר יחיר בו הקדוש ברוך הוא מפרצני ומי לו הקדוש ברוך הוא שמש ואו לדי הבוס עשי עד שמש מישה כאילו זה ישראל אין איש את בידה משביע מישה בידה משביע לבני ישראל ומושבועי ורב הבריס השפוע שאיתם לחיר אם הוא איץ לא אתה בלבוח לו זה משביע ומישה לו זה המושבע בוא נגיד There is something else which I want to add with regard to the two Tosafos. There is another major difference between the Tosafos in the Mikra and the Tosafos in Dvorim, if you saw it. Major difference. We just talk about difference, the grammatical difference, from the Frisian, who is the Frisian, for the Shbar, or Meshu. But now it's not a grammatical difference. It's a difference actually in the whole structure, as far as the structural patterns are concerned. In the Divrei HaBris, which we read in Rosh Hashanah this Shabbos, you'll find the cloud, the rule, the kilum, whenever I read something, the kibur from Kisra Tedesh, should be signed the Dorati. We should conclude these words of solace and promise. But even though the text was a very severe and structural, for the last two psukim are always filled with great promise. Shekel motzino bin gilim ha-reshayim, that's what we find in the Shayo and in the Yom-Yor, shesimu divrayim b'davatim. No matter how severe the rule was, but when it came to the last two sentences, whatever sort of, but however, the Shura Shuftarach Pirashina, the Shura Shuftarach Pirashina, the Shura Shuftarach Pirashina, the Shura Shuftarach Pirashina, the Shura Shuftarach the Gemara did not have to reach out for the Shagur and the Bim Rashina. The Gemara could have introduced, as an example, the Tosha and the Chutesha. The Hamitosh is very severe, very severe, very strict. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, the heart of Hadris Hashem, I mean the Pesach says, as the faces of the Mare of Mitzrayim, to only Adim, who is the only king, and who are the Shep. And another Pesach, his heart is Bruce Yaki, or his Bruce Yitzra, his Bruce Avram Ezekiel, and Mare of Sefer. It's no matter how the Anshim are many, but Sefer HaDvarim at the end of the very conclusion is to be Zachar to go and Bris Hashem. As a matter of fact, Zichreves on Rosh Hashanah will use both Pesukim. We will see the prophet of Zichreves on Rosh Hashanah will use both Pesukim. The Pesuk of Zachar to go and Bris Hashanah, that is the Pesuk before the prophet Zichar HaBris, and the prophet in the very beginning of Zechariah is with the heart of this letter, the Savram Moshe, and this letter of the Savram Moshe. This is the Tosheh of Avayitra, which we read in Shabbat. The Tosheh in Kisalei interrupts itself, somehow it terminates suddenly and not the Dorote. The Shafta by Mitzrayim were the Anilis, the Yivam, the Shmatat and the Lechem were in Tino. Yeah, there's a Shmatat and Yal, the Shmatat and Lechem were in Tino. We expect to return to that now at least a few sentences. The whole day, the Shachachmei Shchol, the Tishka Hesem, or whatever. The prayer just to Yopsi. Where did you have this? Yeah, this is already the Heya, but what is before this possible error? This is not part of the Yerechem, כך מצאו בלבים הראשונים של מסיים את דבריהם בדברי נכון וטו בת עם סבא וטו ידינת אבסר
בשביל
ידו בשביל כמה כדי לשנת אם אני נכון נראה דבר הרי זה יהיה הרי אבל אתם גמת כאן לשנת לשנת לזכת עם ראש השם היה שפוס על יצחה ודור רואה לכל אין דבר בלי זה יותר There is a headset, there is an intermission, but it gives a honor, urban pronouns, like the Taylor has written them down in the
Why did the Taylor actually care for the Psalms something which he did say in the Tzorin, in the Tzorin? Because the Taylor apparently felt that
ושכחת להם ברוך השם לזה שם אז ישראל נעבים וישראל מלכים ושכחת לזה סייאת ובסייצר ושאברון הזה כה ואורץ הזה כה It does not belong in the Tisari If the answer is simple ברמבן says, in פיר שרמבן על הפרס ברמבן says that the first תכך is in בעל שוש and the second תכך is in בעל שם the second תכך portrays the home by the Shani, which was by far more devastating than the first home. And the first Echefer, I'm referring to the Mephesai, portrays and describes the home by the Shani, which was actually, I mean, the most tragic home in the Shani. But I'm not saying that I have it. But there is a basic difference between Baruch Rishon and Baruch Sheni. In Baruch Rishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshayahu about the food and what are we doing, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will shave Shirim Shono after 70 years will pass by. So I'll recollect my promise and you will be redeemed and you will come back to Eretz Yisrael. Shirim Shonos, this is the number of the years of deportation of the Jewish absence from Eretz Yisrael. As far as the Bible, who my solution is concerned. Whether the Jews will do tshuva, or they will not do tshuva, so the apostle doesn't mention anything. It's certainly really rich. He made a promise on behalf of the Lord that in Baruch Rishon, after Chul Baruch Rishon, they have to stay 70 years, but only 70 years. In the same manner as HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham, Abba Meishon, whatever the promise number of years it was, but the time itself will bring redemption. The time itself will bring redemption. Whether the Jews will improve during the time, or they'll get worse during the time, is completely irrelevant. But Baruch Sheni was not built on the basis of truth. Baal Shem was built on simply the being Baal Shem depended upon time, 70 years. So it is more for sword. And it is the Chetay side. He was a heart and British Hashem. She said, "Now the Sram and I gave you Israel and the Mani Adishem. And we have a without any conditions, without any specifications. 70 years we were about the Homer Bullet. So the Torah could conclude actually, could conclude the in the Chetay side. This is a date, so this day, that day, in the morning, Mashiach will be Ezra Sefer, we will start building the Beis HaMikdash. Baal Shem in Beis, Malchus HaRishit means our Beis, Baal Shem for 1900 years, there was no promise of time was made. The time element played no role at all. The Baal Shlishi will be rebuilt on one condition, one stipulation. No way. Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yisrael Eishim Tshuva Inam Nivolim. The Eishim Tshuva Nivolim Miyad. And Rabbi Akiva says, the Eishim Tshuva Eishim Tshuva Nivolim. And it's very strange. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Elazar. As by saying that the Buddha Boris is soil, now that the present Boris is soil, we will come to a conclusion. We will terminate not because of time, 70 years, 10 years, 1 year, 50, 5,000 years, don't matter. To be on terms of truth. But the Rambam says that the same delusion. Hasidim is brought to heaven as Tochef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Jews will do tshuva. And if you will be too lazy to do tshuva, the Israelis not of Koshar Yisrael, to be very tough political time with the government, and they have to run. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamed Aleyem, not of Koshar, to be Buchat Netzach, going also tshuva. It's not after a Buddha without Tshuva, this is not a business. But the Tshuva will come, they knew they have to repent, because the neighbors will not treat them properly, anyway. It's a very easy to take us off to Sunday, you couldn't mention the heart of Bruce Hashem. If you don't do Tshuva, there is no sphere. If you don't do Tshuva, there will be no sphere. Sphere will only take place of his mortal redeeming Israel on one and certain condition. Namely, loyalty of the Lord 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 to shut the Lord of the Lord, the Shemat 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 the tip, the tshuva, the shaft of the Shemini Kecha, also in Rosh Hanan, we read it, happened to read it on Tishma. In the Pesuk of Rosh Hanan, there are similar to the Pesuk in the Tzorah. What are the Pesuk of Rosh Hanan? The same idea. The same idea, but the idea I know too, I'm only sure. It is simply yet the idea of somebody is chapter of it, the very important part. No. One mention of Gula. About Gula, if I come over and I say, all right, this Makatim, Avodim, this was Avodim, you don't like it? It's up to you. I make no promises. You don't like it, it's up to you. Dat wat het Heer purposely moet erop. En dat wat het Heer dit naast van toen weer. Belangen dat niet het belangste naar de Pasen. Zo het Heer wenst u Pasen niet zo in. En de Pasen niet zo in is dat je zet dat geur. Pasen niet zo in van toen die je zet dat geur. Geur gaat je dat wel eens voor te doen. Ja, daar niet. De moral person, the moral person is free not to sin, and the sinner is free to return to that as well. First, the passes are children, so the Torah reminded itself that still, I have not yet finished God, do the Torah suppose. So the Torah only in its own part of the sefer. Because actually it's beautiful. By its reason, the Chutes are wonderful. Because God made it a firm statement, a firm promise that after she was shown up, everything will be restored. But this promise was not made as far as the Baishen is concerned. The Baishen is depends upon Shiva. And the past of Shiva is revealed to us. We are sorry. We are sorry.